I'm Ricky Bevington with GPB Headlines for Friday, June 8th. Georgia's race for governor is in the national spotlight today after a former candidate came forward with a secret recording of the Republican frontrunner. Republican candidate for governor Casey Cagle appears to be caught on tape saying he pushed a bill he didn't like through the Senate so an opponent would lose out on millions in support. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the secretly recorded conversation obtained by the AJC and WSB-TV.
Former gubernatorial candidate Clay Tippins told the TV station he met with Cagle after the May 22nd primary. In audio Tippins shared with the outlets, Cagle is heard explaining his support for a measure raising a cap on tax credits for private school scholarships. He says it was to prevent state senator and fellow candidate Hunter Hill from potentially receiving $3 million from the Walton Family Foundation. Cagle said in a statement he, quote, openly and honestly answered Tippins' questions, and voters should have no doubt where he stands on educational policy. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A Georgia highway has reopened to traffic. More than a month after a plane crash killed 9 National Guard airmen from Puerto Rico, the Georgia Department of Transportation says most repairs are complete to State Route 21 near Savannah. A section of the road was demolished in May when a military cargo plane crashed shortly after takeoff from the Savannah airport. No motorists were injured. The military is still investigating the cause. Drivers could still experience periodic delay as work is completed on the roadway's shoulders. 17 alumni are suing a school in North Georgia. They claim they were sexually abused at the Darlington School in Rome between 1977 and 1988. According to the Rome News Tribune, the school was aware of the allegations but did not investigate. A longtime English teacher, his friend, and the son of a former faculty member are named in the suit. Attorneys for the former students were waiting to see if Georgia legislators would pass the Hidden Predator Act. It would have given adults more time to report abuse that happened when they were children. It did not pass. Current Darlington head of school, Brent Bell, is encouraging anyone with information to come forward, saying such behavior, quote, will not be tolerated. A new book offers a unique perspective on growing up in Macon during the Civil War. As GPB's Sophie Peel reports, Leroy Gresham's diaries trace 5 years of a life of privilege.
Leroy Gresham began keeping a diary at age 12 and continued until his death in 1865 of tuberculosis. Author Janet Kroon says his writing reflects on the political climate, slaveholding, and day-to-day life as a Southerner.
He's giving us 19th century blog posts, basically. The focus is on the home front, on multiple different levels. He tells you about life at that time.
Kroon says it's the most comprehensive Civil War diary ever written by a child. The author is returning to Gresham's former childhood home on Saturday to launch the book. That home is now a bed and breakfast. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Peel in Macon.
The city of Atlanta is facing a new lawsuit from disabilities activists who claim poor city sidewalks violate federal law. The Americans with Disabilities Act requires public spaces to be equally accessible to people in wheelchairs and with other mobility impairments. The lawsuit said, quote, many disabled people simply avoid going out into the world, fearing that they'll become stuck at an intersection lacking a curb ramp or that they'll be unable to travel along a broken sidewalk. As for comment, city public affairs officials said by email Friday they were still looking into the matter. I'm Ricky Bevington with your GPB News for Friday, June 8th. For more, go to gpbnews.org and find us on Twitter and Facebook at GPB News.